Yeah, so what was it like moving from Brooklyn to Maine?
Well, I'd been coming here for over 20 years. I fell in love with Penobscot Bay when I sailed up here with my boat in 1985. I said, this is the best sailing I've ever done. Island to island every day, another wonderful day. And you're all pretty much within Penobscot Bay. Southwest Harbor, Pulpit Harbor, Vinyl Haven, North Haven, all over the place. Wonderful places. And I wouldn't say one's better than the other. They're different, but great. So I said, someday I might find the right house, the right land, whatever. So I started poking around in the mid-90s, I guess, And then in a few years later, I did find the right land. In 06, I bought some land in Tennant's Harbor. And a year later, we started having the house built. So it was, I'd been transitioning up here slowly over 20 plus years because I spent a lot of time here. Even when I wasn't sailing the boat anymore, I had a lot of friends in the St. George Peninsula area. So I was coming up and spending a lot of time in Maine anyhow. And I rented a little house for a few years in Port Clyde. So I would have that to come to. So when I was on vacations from my job in New York, I would come up here to hang out in Maine. So it was, you know, when I finally just did it full time, okay. Yeah.
And you get to be out on the water.
Yeah, there's plenty of water all around. Yeah. I'm going to spend tomorrow on the water all day. No, Thursday. A friend of mine works on one of these things that delivers truckloads of stuff to the different islands, the island transporter, something like that. And he's an old friend of mine. He invited me to come with him, and we're going to spend the day going around all these different places in Penobscot Bay. Uh-huh.
Nice.
And I'll be a tourist.
That's great. Yeah. I think everyone has really different perspectives on what it is to retire and what it is to leave the sea as a profession and this kind of thing. And I remember one of the guys on my dad's ship, they were telling a story, something like someone asked a sailor who had retired at a party, like, don't you miss the sea when you're not out there? And he's like, or do I miss being out at sea? He's like, do I miss being out at sea? If I miss being out at sea, I'd turn a lawnmower on next to my window and try to go to sleep at night because of the sound of the engine.
Yeah.
I think for some people, it's
wow.
Also,
That big sea stuff, it sounds dramatic, transatlantic, big sea. I sailed transatlantic on a 35-foot sailboat when I was much younger with four other people. That was fun, yeah. But those big ships, it's kind of it. The tugboat only had at most 11 people on it, and those big ships have in the 20s or 30, and it's a whole different life thing, I think. And ships you sail around the world, but you don't see much of it. Especially container ships are in and out in less than 24 hours. You're not going to see the Eiffel Tower just because you're in Le Havre. Then years ago, ships took days to load and unload. But container ships, time is money, in and out. Some less than 24 hours. And tankers, when they dock, they might be docked for a few days, but they're way out of town. And the container terminals are way out of town. You can see New York City from Port Elizabeth, but it's there. But So if the romance of going to sea, I think, if, such as it was, has changed a great deal.
Back into this tiny space. Yeah.